Aleishur, Cherek Beis, Tav Nun Gimel, the 20th chapter, Hakdama leChanukah uPurim. An introduction to those two. Befasuk sheni shel haTorah, matzu Chazal remez le'arba hagaluyos sheklal Yisrael tzerich le'sasu bein. Chazal found in the second verse of the Torah a hint to the four galuyos that Klal Yisrael has to experience. So the Midrash says as follows, Bereshis Rabba Perek Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish posar karya b'malchuyos. He explained, he interpreted the second pasuk as referring, of course, on a deeper level, remez, to the malchuyos. V'ha'aretz ha'yasa soihu, zei malchus bavel. It's a hint to malchus bavel. Shenemar ra'is yasa aretz v'nei toihu. It's another pasuk that uses the word toihu in context of bavel. V'avoihu zo malchus madai, shenemar v'yavhilu le'avies haman. So again, it's a hint. Voihu, vayavhilu, the rush to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther organized. V'choyshech, zoi malchus Yavan, a reference to them. Shechshicha einehen shel Yisrael b'gzer yisehen. They darkened their eyes with their decrees. Shaisa imeres lahem, they made a decree. Kisvu al keren asher, right on the horn of the bull. She'en lechem chelek b'elok Yisrael. You have no share, you have no part in the God of Israel. And finally, al penei tehoim, zoi malchus ha-resha'a, a reference to malchus ha-resha'a, to Rome and its followers, she'en lach chekir kamotem. It can't be plumbed like an abyss. It's so deep, you never see its end. Ma tehoim hazo en lo chekir af resha'im ken. V'ruach elokim merachves, and then the pasuk says, v'ruach elokim merachves, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hovering there, zoi ruchu shel melech ha-mashiach, a hint to melech ha-mashiach, he'ach ma de'at omar, V'nachal avruach Hashem, like the pasuk in Yeshayahu Yud Aleph that says about the Mashiach V'nachal avruach Hashem. Haremez hazeh b'maaseh v'rishis, says the author. This hint in maaseh v'rishis, balimar lanu, teaches us, ki arbas ha-malchuyos v'agaluyos einan mikre el ha-hechach mitzad v'riyah atzma. It teaches us that the four malchuyos and these four galuyos are not just coincidental, but they are built into the Bria. What the author means is, that's why you find the hint in Maaseh v'Rishis. It's woven into the fabric of creation that there should be these malchuyos and these experiences for Klal Yisrael. Harei nivra oilam gashmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world of a gashmiyus t'monim chesoinois. Physicality has within it innate shortcomings and flaws. Yad'u chazal, Chazal knew, whether through the own Ruach HaKodesh or they had a Kabbalah from the Nevi'im, some transmission, some tradition, that among the 70 nations, there are four essential forces that oppose Malchus Shamayim. Yetzer Shlita Shelo L'Shem Shamayim, V'zeu Chisaron Gadol. Number one, a desire for control, power, which is a great shortcoming. Harei besoch Klal Yisrael, if you look at Klal Yisrael itself, parnas ha-mizgeah le-tzibur shelo l'shem shamayim, a leader of a community who imposes his authority for the sake of power, not l'shem shamayim, nidoin le-gehinoim le-dorei dorei, chazal sinu Rosh Hashanah daf Yudzayin. It's very severe, the quest and the thirst for power for its own sake. Ha-umah ba'alas yetzir shlita zehi bavel. Bavel represents this force, this drive for control, for power. Hakoyach hasheni hu haratzon lachtoif me'olam v'livlo kol she'efshar b'chol min ha'nois. The second force is hedonism, just to take what everyone can, and to be a cyberite, to just hedonism. Chisaron ze hisgalem ha'melchus ha'chashverosh. This became revealed, manifested in a chashverosh, a banquet for 180 days with all the finest wines and foods and other entertainment. Hakoyach hashlishi, much more sophisticated. Hi hachochma ha'enoshis she'einah benuya al hisgalus elokis. The third force is the human intellect divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoi chochma se'evanim. Hakoyach ha'revi hu klal kol ha'chisonos kulam b'umah achas. The fourth force is all of the above bound up together in one nation? Here, Malchus Arabiis Edoim. Yesh ba'olam yitzira shel uma shlema, but there's also in the world a creation of the perfect nation. Shemitzad yitzira sah ein b'kol ha'chesonos eile. In its creation, there were none of these shortcomings. Zu haklal Yisrael. Amzu yatzarti liti lasi yisaperu. I created this nation, they will relate my praises. Pasukin Yeshayahu mem gimel. Ha'avois ha-kedoshim yastu yisa klal Yisrael b'techlis ha-kedusha v'ha-tahara. The avois founded klal Yisrael with utmost perfection. Uv kabbalah satorah hushlama yitzir ad leaflin. Kabbalah satorah, that was the completion of the process. Acha klal Yisrael tzerich leuchech shlemusu b'malach ha-historia. Klal Yisrael still needs to prove its perfection through the processes of history. Alav la'amoid b'nisyonois k'moy sh'avoisav amdu b'nisyonois shelehem. Klal Yisrael has to withstand jointly as a society, as a group. It has to withstand Nisyonos, like the forefathers withstood their Nisyonos. Kach amru chazal telas, the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, kashel asid lavoi yavo ha-goyim v'ikatrigo al Yisrael, when the asid lavoi, the goyim will accuse the Jewish people, yomar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikem yavo v'idim, from among you, from among the nations, you will come and testify shebechol ha-doros amdu b'nisyon, that throughout the generations, Klal Yisrael withstood horrific Nisyonos. It's not easy for Klal Yisrael to withstand the onslaught throughout the Galuyos. This is our life now until the ultimate Geula. This period of history of Nisyonos is referred to by Chazal as Shabud Malchuyos. We enslaved to the Malchuyos. As Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel puts it, and Rambam quotes it, Ein ben oylam hazeh v'yemei se Mashiach, the difference, the fundamental difference between now and then, ele she'abud malchuyos bilvad. Berachamei Hashem Yisbarach alamoy nistaymu shalosh galuyos. Baruch Hashem, three of these galuyos have ended. Galus bovel nistamayim shekias malchus bovel. It just ended with the loss of power of bovel. Galus Madai Nistamayim Nes Purim, it ended with the Nes of Purim. Galus Yevan Melchemes Chashmonaim Nes Chanukah. Galus Yevan ended with Chashmonaim Nes Chanukah. V'zayis Ladas, we should know this. Bechol Siyum Shekalus Achaz, at the end of each Galus, Anu Toyamim Ta'amah Shel HaGeulah Achrona Bizer Anpin. We taste something, we taste an iota of the ultimate redemption. Inyan HaGeulah Achrona, what is the ultimate redemption? Hu Bitul Hara V'izgalus Yichud Yisbarach. We said this many times in this volume. The essence of the ultimate Geula is composed of two elements. Bitul hara, evil is eliminated, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness is revealed. Each time one galus of the four is ended, we have something of that. As the Midrash that we just read above says, darkness is a reference to Malchus Yavan. They darkened the eyes of Israel with Gezeros, v'cha'asheg batlu ha-gezeros, v'nizgala la'in kol ki yesh lahem chelek b'elokei Israel. When the Gezeros ended, and it was revealed to everyone that Klal Yisrael does have a part, does have a share in Elokei Israel, an association, a connection, ul amo Yisrael asa teshua gdoila ufurkan, he gave us tremendous salvation, ul atzmo Yisbar asa shem gadol v'kadosh b'olamoy, and for himself he made a tremendous name in the Olam, היה בזה מעין הגאולה להשיג לבוי. It was something of the גאולה להשיג לבוי. זהו עניין החג הקדוש של חנוכה. That's the essence, that's the theme of חנוכה. כאשר בטלה גזירס המן להשמיד ולהריג ולאבד את כל היהודים ונעשה נעיס. Of course, the author is paraphrasing the words of the Megillah. When the גזירה of המן was annulled, this terrible decree to destroy and annihilate all the Jews, and the Nes was done. Uvayom asher siberu oyvei ha-yehudim lishlot bahem, on the day when the enemies sought and thought they would dominate us, v'nehafeichu asher ishlatu ha-yehudim hem ha-beseneihem, again, words from Megillah. It was topsy-turvy, and now the Jews had control. Nisbatel hora hazeh. This evil was negated, eliminated, v'nizgala yichudoi. V'nizgalu b'Yisrael madagos elyonos, what was revealed among Klal Yisrael is supreme levels, זהו החג הקדוש של פורים. That's the essence of Purim. עד כאן.